Title: FTC votes to ban non-compete agreements. Content: On April 23, 2024, the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, voted 3-2 to issue its final rule, banning employers from imposing non-compete clauses on their workers. Approving the final rule in a special open commission meeting, the FTC issued the final rule more than 15 months after publishing a proposed rule. Since that time, the FTC has received tens of thousands of comments, with the FTC claiming that 25,000 of the 26,000 comments received supported a ban on non-competes. According to FTC Chair Lina Khan, non-compete clauses keep wages low, suppress new ideas, and rob the American economy of dynamism, including from the more than 8,500 new startups that would be created a year once non-competes are banned. FTC's final rule to ban non-competes will ensure Americans have the freedom to pursue a new job, start a new business, or bring a new idea to market. The final rule defines a non-compete as any term or condition of employment that prohibits a worker from, penalizes a worker for, or functions to prevent a worker from, 1. Seeking or accepting work in the United States with a different person where such work would begin after the conclusion of the employment that includes the term or condition, or, 2. Operating a business in the United States after the conclusion of employment that includes the term or condition. Given the proposed rule's breadth and controversial nature, some expected the final rule to be substantially narrower, but the final rule largely adopts the proposed rule in its entirety. At bottom, the final rule provides that an employer may not enter into non-competes with its workers after the rule's effective date, 120 days after publication in the Federal Register. Doing so would violate Section 5 of the FTC Act, and the non-competes will be unenforceable. Existing non-competes, i.e., those entered prior to the rule's effective date, are also unenforceable after the effective date with very limited exception. The final rule defines worker broadly, meaning any person who works or who previously worked, whether paid or unpaid, without regard to the worker's title or the worker's status under any other state or federal laws, including, but not limited to, whether the worker is an employee or independent contractor. A worker is not, however, a franchisee in the context of a franchisee-franchisor relationship under the final rule. Specifically, the final rule prohibits employers from entering into or attempting to enter into a non-compete with a worker, maintaining a non-compete with a worker, or representing to a worker, under certain circumstances, that the worker is subject to a non-compete. There are a few noteworthy changes from the proposed rule. Under the final rule, existing non-competes can remain in force with senior executives, defined as workers earning more than $151,164 annually who are in policy-making positions. The final rule also carves out non-competes entered in connection with the bona fide sale of a business or a person's ownership interest in a business entity, eliminating the 25% ownership threshold from the proposed rule. Further, the final rule's requirements do not apply where a cause of action related to a non-compete clause accrued prior to the effective date, shielding ongoing litigation from immediate implications of the final rule. In addition, to comply with the final rule, employers must provide notice to workers that the employer will not enforce non-competes in place when the rule takes effect, whereas the proposed rule required employers to legally modify existing non-competes by formally rescinding them. That change will help to streamline compliance, according to the FTC, and the final rule includes model notification language to aid compliance. According to the final rule, non-solicitation covenants are still generally permissible, provided they do not have the practical effect of a non-compete. Specifically, the FTC stated that non-solicitation agreements are generally not non-compete clauses under the final rule because, while they restrict who a worker may contact after they leave their job, they do not by their terms or necessarily in their effect prevent a worker from seeking or accepting other work or starting a business. The FTC cautioned, however, that certain non-solicitation agreements can satisfy the definition of a non-compete, where they function to prevent a